Hello and welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 102. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Las Vegas with the track Flowers and Football Tops. That's off the band's self-titled album. Came out September of last year on Columbia Records. Very odd for the Too Much Rock podcast to start with some band on a major label, but that is a fantastic album that's big and epic and wonderful. And it's a band that I hadn't heard of until I actually saw them on Late Night with David Letterman. So, how odd for blog reading me to have missed out on them. Maybe nobody else wanted to give them a shot, but you know, I really like that. So there you go. Guilty pleasure? Not at all. Just good stuff. The next band, however, is everybody else's pleasure, and maybe I'm feeling a little guilty about that. This is Anthony and the Johnsons with Aeon.
Take care of me. early to work. Bag and the keys, the march to town. Rain splits the floor and files underground down escalators. Past the posters, grabs the latest
another, and in time, those
That is The Week That Was, with the song Yesterday's Paper, off the band's self-titled debut that came out on Memphis Industries August of last year. That is Peter Brewis from Field Music, and a pretty good album there. Before that, we heard Aeon from Anthony and the Johnsons from the new album The Crying Light, and of course that came out just a few weeks ago on Secretly Canadian Records. A band that everyone loves, and an album that they say shows so much growth, but, you know, I just don't see it. I'm a passive fan, let's say, and let's just leave it at that. Coming up next, another band that makes me scratch my head a lot. This is Fleet Foxes.
She left a week to roam, your protector's coming home. Keep your secrets with you, girl, safe from the outside world. You walk along the stream, your head caught in a waking dream. Protectors coming home, coming home. As you lay to die beside me, baby, on the morning that you came, would you wait for me? The other one would wait for me. As you to die beside me, baby, on the morning
think that's good stuff there. That is a band called Pronto out of Brooklyn, New York, with the song All Is Golden off the album All Is Golden that'll be coming out on, I think, March 10th of 2009 on Contraphonic Records. And the whole album pretty much sounds that way. It's very good piano-driven pop stuff that does, I don't know, kind of Randy Newman-ish, though that's a good thing, I think. Before that was Fleet Foxes with the track Your Protector off the band's self-titled album that came out June of last year on Sub Pop Records and seemed to make everyone's top record for 2008. I just don't see it. I like that track pretty well, but a lot of the album just sounds like warmed over, I don't know, Fleetwood Mac to me, and I remember the 70s the first time around. I don't need to relive them. I guess that kind of tells us why we're here. Well, the Too Much Rock podcast is just my weekly explorations of music. I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We play it, we listen to it. And this week has been one of those weeks that, I don't know, nothing that's that exciting. And a few things that were kind of lukewarm, but everyone else seems to like them, so... you know, I had to see what they were all about. Now you know what they're all about, and you can make up your own mind, I suppose. And the rest of the business, I guess. The echo. I don't know. I moved into a new place, and I'm kind of in a corner. There's a big glass wall in front of me, and I just haven't figured out how to insulate yet. So apologize on the fidelity front, but it'll be fixed eventually. And I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 102. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Earth. In fact, I'm going to play the title track from their album, The Bees Made Honey in the Lion's Head. This came out about a year ago, actually, I guess, February of 2008 on Southern Lord. And it is a sprawling post-rock thing of sorts. And a lot of times, that's how the Too Much Rock podcast ends off. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.